I don't like the way things are getting off to the start here. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. I told you, if we have a run like the great Sarah and Vinny, you'll watch us get a, we'll get old together. And I got a quad issue, and I'm in pain. The boss said he had Advil on his desk. It's not in there. I'm a deer hunter. I got good eyes.
So I was in the boss's office a half hour before you were, and I saw a Zoom call with potential clients. And I saw I saw a green capsule.
Yeah, it's not there. I need it too, man. I got a physical therapy at Kaiser today at 4. Okay. They won't give me an MRI.
Why not? You have to ask for one.
No, I'm going in like James Evans Jr. from Good Times today. Or Denzel on John Q. Remember, he's in the hospital. I need, Stine, something's hurting.
I mean, the thing that's taken me by surprise is I can't remember you ever wearing shorts before, let alone gym shorts.
There was a time I wore shorts, and we took the picture when I had the attire up front with my guns, and we put it on social.
Right.
Yeah, Hoopers wear shorts.
I forgot about that.
But don't get jealous. How you doing?
I'm pretty good, actually.
Heard you talking to Raymond Ritter?
Yeah.
Yeah, how's he doing?
He's doing great. He's doing great.
I checked my phone. He didn't hit me.
No, he didn't. He usually,
I don't try to. You
when
know
there
I'm
are big
like
company
that.
Decisions, he usually calls comes to me before Nahegian.
No Evan today, risotto in, pasta.
Yeah.
Gave me something about The Athletic, which I frequent every day. There's a section in there, if you look for it, under leagues, peaks. And it has different just odd stories. So Tyrese Halliburton's coach said he coached him and he knew he was a superstar. And then when you read it, you go in and you're like, wow, kind of miscellaneous information.
Interesting, because the rest of the league doesn't think he's a superstar.
That's just the same people that didn't vote Steph when he got a unanimous MVP, that thing that they had in L.A., the player awards, and gave it to Harden. Jealousy.
Let me ask you a question, Goo.
No, and, I don't got no bread.
And
anything but money, Stine.
Obviously, this is for Warrior fans too. We're going to talk about the Warriors for first hour.
Fitz at 11.
Yeah, Bob Fitzgerald at 11 o'clock.
How do you think he's doing?
He's gonna say he's doing better than he is.
Okay.
He's gonna say everything's great. He's had a great offseason, and the Warriors are right where they're supposed to be. And just got to make a couple tweaks. Let me ask you a question, Goo. And this is for Warrior fans, too.
And I don't know what you're about to ask. That's why
I
love you.
I know. How are you feeling about the Warriors right now? Right now. Are you... Do you like where they're at? Do you like where the Warriors are at right now?
I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say yes. And I'm going to proceed with caution.
How come?
Because now it's not about the players that are on the team and that are not on the team. The Steph Curry injury has just, I got PTSD now going forward because of what you've tried to tell me for years, and Steph and the rest of the gang have kind of avoided that. But now this injury that happened to Steph, this strained muscle, the first time in a 16-year career, to me ruined their chances or just basically took them off the board of doing something in the offs. So as much as we think about, or I do, Giannis and what could, I think the Warriors as is, even though some youngsters took a step back in my book in the playoffs, if you were guaranteeing me health, I think we're watching OKC Golden State in the Western Conference Finals. But Stine, that's not the reality. So I know they have enough if they were able, if you were to guarantee me health.
Well.
And you can't.
Not for teams this old. Not for teams this old.
How would you answer your own question to me?
I'm not crazy about where they're at. And here's the bigger picture, though. How do you feel like the Warriors have managed the past 3 years since they won a title in 2022?
Okay.
Okay. We've had three seasons since then. So they shocked the world in 2022, and they win their fourth title behind Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and Klay Thompson.
Okay.
It's 3 years later. How have they handled the 3 years? And that, to me, goes a long way toward how you're feeling about this team right now.
there. I'll answer the question.
Right.
And I'm going here because you asked, and I think it's appropriate, and it's my assessment. I'm going to give them a B minus C plus. And the reason that it's a tad bit low is there's nothing that's left in regard to player or players that I say, man, I wish we could have that back outside of Jordan Poole. And I know there's extenuating circumstances as to why Jordan Poole is no longer a Warrior, but I'll die on the hill, partner. I don't like how they handled it. And had you had Jordan Poole when Steph went down, woulda, coulda, shoulda, you asked me, oh my gosh, Jordan Poole, I think could have got you by. So with that said, I'm not going to sit up here and tell you and Risotto and everybody else, the YouTube chat and the text line, I knew Ty Jerome could play, even though Atkins went away from him the last playoff series they had. But Stani, that's it. I'm going B minus C plus. Now you could say the development of Kuminga, he's had his opportunities, and that's just 50-50 on what's going on there. But that's my answer, B minus C plus.
So you're giving him a B minus C plus for how they handled the last 3 years, but you like where they're at right now.
Because Jimmy Butler trade erased a whole lot and put them back in the game.
Okay.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm just thinking to myself, because I do it often, Stani, talking to myself, did I rob him a little bit on that gray? Because that Jimmy Butler trade, we got action, but we can't guarantee health.
Yeah, no, you can't, especially not with this team.
And when you keep talking about the three 30-year-olds doing it this late, it's never been done.
Mid-30s.
Mid-30s. Yeah. It's just, wow, that's a task.
So here's what I think. The 2022 title that the Warriors won,
man,
it was a blessing and a curse. It was a blessing and a curse. It was a blessing because it was title number 4, and not a lot of fans saw it coming.
You think?
And there weren't a lot of championship aspirations before 2022. So they win in 2022.
Okay.
There's the blessing. The curse is everything that happened after.
Including the Draymond punch.
Sure.
And suspension.
Sure. Because what happened after they won it in 2022, so they didn't think after 19 they were going to be able to win a title. I don't think. And that's just my belief because of who they drafted. Then they win it in 2022.
Man.
And what happened?
You think you got action again?
They had to run it back. They ran it back. And they made they recommitted to the big three, even though the title that they just won may have been the bonus title. So I'm looking at this, Gu. They win in 2022. And then what happened the following year?
They lost to the Lakers.
Right.
And it was a miracle they even made the playoffs with all the drama they dealt with.
But they have on the roster in 2022-23, right, Wiseman, Kuminga, and Moody. They're all on the roster at this point. And Steve Kerr goes with Anthony Lamb, Ty Jerome, Dante DiVincenzo, Jamichael Green. Those guys all played a lot.
Was there a cost in that?
Yes. Yes, there was a cost in that. And I think it's called the young players.
Oh, there's no doubt.
So then they don't win it. And what do? They win a title. They say, well, let's try to do it again. They don't win a title. And then they say, let's still try to do it again. And then 2023 was, you know, Chris Paul, bringing Chris Paul in here.
Oh, man, didn't even make it.
Getting Gary Payton back, you know, signing Dario Saric.
Yeah.
And we see that again, the young guys don't get to do much.
But
so they're still, yeah, they 2023, 24, they still think they're in the championship window. They don't make the playoffs. So now 2024, 25. It's still about a title and only a title.
Yeah, you're on fire.
And they go out and, first of all, they trade for guys like Kyle Anderson and Buddy Hield, veteran-type players.
And
then, of course, they turned them into into Butler.
Incredible.
So now they're sitting with three older guys and this notion they can still win a title. So my question for Warrior fans is, it's twofold. How are you feeling about this team right now? And I'm asking now, Goo, because the conference finals are going on and we're seeing the best teams playing. So how are you feeling about the Warriors right now? And how do you feel about the way Joe Lacob, Bob Myers, Mike Dunleavy, and the front office handled?
Yeah. I wouldn't do it. I know we're up against it. I wouldn't do it any other way.
You wouldn't.
I wouldn't trade that. Like, no, even so had you, they.
You'd re-sign Draymond?
I wouldn't have done that.
Okay. Well, there's one thing you wouldn't have done.
Yeah, no doubt.
So,
but the point is, I would, that title, I'm not trading it in. I know you're not advocating
for that. No, I'm not saying trading it in. Yeah. I'm saying,
there was a cost.
Shouldn't you have looked at things perhaps more realistically? Or did they? 888-957-9570 is the number. Bob Fitzgerald's going to join us at 11. That segment was brought to you by Crystal Geyser, Alpine Spring Water.